Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Filling in for our host, Marty Grunder, this week is Grow Group Vice President Vince Torchia. I'll let him take it from here.
Hi, everybody. Vince Torchia from The Grow Group here for another exciting episode of The Grow Show, powered by Steel. This week, I want to talk to you about career paths. Companies have been growing, right? It's been happening. Part of that's inflation. Part of that's demand for services. Part of that is companies are just operating better, getting more clients, and growing. That's all great, and it's exciting, and we should all be very thrilled to be in an industry that has growing companies and, more importantly, provides growing opportunities. So, you've been following The Grow Show or following Grunder Landscaping Company, you'll know that Grunder Landscaping Company changed its mission statement to make sure that the team understood that we're really in business for them. So our new mission at Grunder, as of 3 years ago, is to create opportunities for the team to grow and succeed by enhancing the beauty and value of every client's property while exceeding their expectations every step of the way. So that first part of the mission statement, creating opportunities for our team to grow and succeed, was an addition. Right? That was a new part of our mission statement, a new part of our language. And again, what that sent a message was to the team was, hey, we are here for you. We are here to give you opportunities. So what's one way of doing that? Showing them the path at your company. So there's a couple ways that you can do that and do that successfully. Number one is with a public org chart, right? So we can make public, here's the hierarchy of our company. Here's the positions, not the people, but the positions at our company at the current revenue level that we're at, right? So if we're a $1 million company, these are all the positions that we have at our company. And then you can go up the ladder, right? Now, when we get to $3 million, we're going to add a production manager and we're going to add a salesperson. When we get to $5 million, we'll need another account manager, we'll need an operations manager, and we'll need a supervisor, right? And you can go up on the line from there. But what that does is signal to the team, hey, on this journey of growth, we're not just putting more money in leadership or ownership's pockets. We're reinvesting that in the team and giving more opportunities. So number one, we've got to publish our org charts, right? Have them out there. Don't have people's names on them. It can just be positions, but have that out there. And then add positions that are going to be necessary for you to grow. And that way, when a team member comes and says, hey, I want to raise, or hey, I want to do more, or hey, you know, what's next for me? We can go back to those org charts and say, well, here's where we're at right now. You've been such a great team member. You're doing so well. We're so excited for you. Here's the next open position for you. And we're going to get that position as soon as we have this revenue. And if that revenue is close, case closed, right? We're excited. We can get to that point. If that revenue is a little further away, now we need to use our judgment for those in-between positions, right? Like senior foreman, right? Or senior designer or senior account manager, right? To give them that one level of bump, that one level of incentive to keep moving, because we don't want to lose them in our journey for growth, right? But if we have public org charts, we can always point back to that. So that's number one. Number two is the obvious question. Well, that's great, but how do I show them what they have to do to get to those points? Number two is the career path itself of how to get there. So we recommend companies have, again, different levels within each of their organizations for people to grow and move in between. So for example, starting out in the bottom of a company, you're a crew member, right? That's the most basic position that we have at this company, for example, is a crew member. Crew members just need to show up on time, be good team members and workers, take care of the clients and take care of the teams they're on. If you do that, you're going to be a successful crew member, right? Then you might move your way up into a team technician. You might have a couple of skills, whether it's horticulture skills or hardscaping skills or maintenance, gardening skills. Right now you're a technician, and then you can be a team leader, right? And so that, you know, for a short example, is how you can show someone, hey, you start off as a crew member, then you go to a tech, and then you're going to be a team leader, right? Someone who maybe drives or someone who controls the crew, someone that can read plans, use the software we have at our company, et cetera. And then you can go from a team member to maybe a senior team member, as I said, who's responsible for training or who's responsible for overseeing maybe one and a half crews until they can be a production manager, which might have three team members, three crews that report up to them, right? But that's the basics of how we're going to form those career paths. Those career paths are going to have different pay levels because they have different expectancies of them. But don't overthink it. Just use the structure you already have to make those career paths. And the best thing you can do is go to your existing team and pull out a couple people that have already moved through your organization. Okay, so when Tom got here, he was a crew member. Okay, got it. And then Tom became a tech. Oh, he had to get certified to do that. That's right. He did that through NALP. He did that through the Ohio Association. Oh, he did that through another vendor that we have, and he got his lighting certificate, right? But he got certified. Okay, great. Then he became a team leader. Oh, wow. Okay, well, he had to get his driver's license to do that, right? Or he had to get his CDL to do that. Okay, got it. So that's how Tom got through. Oh, okay. So Mary started as just a designer. And then Mary was working on her degree and became an architect. And then Mary now has a couple of people that report to her. Well, how did she navigate through that? Can we do that again for our career paths? I think we could, right? But use the team members you already have in your career paths to draw parallels for what other team members coming onto your team might want to see. This is going to set you apart in interviews, set you apart in recruiting. If you can bring in somebody on day one, tell them where they're going to start, tell them where they can go, and ultimately, as I just said, highlight somebody in your organization that has made these exact moves and what it took for them to do it, right? So we've published our org chart. So we're getting used to the language, right, of crew member, team tech, team leader, senior team leader, production manager, operations manager, designer, architect, senior designer, right? Our team is getting comfortable with those words. Then we can actually have a path where we can show them how we move up within our organization, right? So we've published the org chart. We've given them specifics on the different titles and the things that need to happen for them to do that. And then number three would be the coaching and training plan that supports that, right? If we think we're just going to get people in our organization and they're just going to move from crew member to production manager without any coaching, training, or leadership, right? We're not going to set up our team to be successful. It's going to frustrate them. It's going to frustrate us. So what is the training program or what is the coaching that's going to go on for them to be successful? At Grunder, we have a 52-week training program. So every week we are training. Every week we're talking about things that matter most at our company. We're talking about safety. We're talking about all the things that, again, make a team member successful. That's a weekly occurrence for us. It's not shut the company down for half a day, once a quarter, and that'll be enough. It's something that we take seriously and something we do every week. Now, on top of that, right, it's going to take that kind of classic in the field training and that classic show as you go, right? Do one, see one, do one, teach one type of training that you've heard about before. But that has to be part of a much larger umbrella of training. So again, if you're starting from scratch on a training program, number one, we've got to figure out how can we train every week, right? How can we carve out time every week to train our team? It's an investment in them. It's an investment in your operations. People are going to get more efficient. We're going to produce a better margin. But how are we going to train on a weekly basis, right? We're a fan of training in the morning when everybody is there, everybody is clocked in, and everybody's hearing the same thing from our trainers that are a part of our team. And oh, by the way, right, those trainers have earned that spot because they've moved up in the organization, and now they're training to continue to elevate themselves. So it works two ways. So one half of that is like the hardcore training that has to happen for people to be successful, to learn the trades they have to do. The other side of that, something that we call soft skills, is more of the holistic training that has to happen. And the number one way that we communicate and train related to career paths at Grunder is through a monthly meeting we have called our Grow Meeting. The Grow Meeting is a monthly meeting. It's our State of the Union. It happens every month. The entire team is there. They are clocked in. And that is an update on how the company is doing through that month, against our goals, against where we thought we would be, you know, versus our budget, our actuals, all of that for our team, so that they get a snapshot of where the company's at, and they'll have a better sense of how are we trending on our plan. Because our plan was to grow and to open these positions as we grow. Are we still on track for that? When are these positions going to be open? And as a part of that Grow Meeting, we are encouraging team members to apply for internal openings that we have at our company, right? So that is how we do that on a monthly basis. So we're training every week, but we also have our monthly Grow Meeting that gives them the more business State of the Union perspective on how the company's doing, how we're trending towards our goals, and what positions are coming up for them to be excited about as we create more opportunities for the team as we grow. So this week, I would encourage you to publish your org chart, get it out there for the team to see, get it out there in a few cases that's larger than where you're at. So if you're $1 million, you got your $1 million org chart, your $3 million, your $5 million, and maybe your $10 million org chart. Don't get hung up on those details. You got to tell everyone, hey, this is fluid, right? This is our plan. It might change. We're going to stay on course as best we can, but this plan might change. We're predicting, right? If we had a crystal ball, we wouldn't be here. We'd be, you know, living on a beach somewhere. But publish our org charts and then publish a little bit further out, a couple million more than where you are on a 3 to 5 year basis so that people can see the opportunities coming down the line for them. Number two, start working on those career plans and start by using the model team members that you have. Take a team member that you know who already moved through your organization, figure out how they moved, how much their pay moved every time they moved, what they did to move up, and now you have a template that you can share with other people, and they can be an active person in growing those team members because they've done it themselves. And then number three, focus on a training plan. Focus on a 52-week training plan. Focus on getting a State of the Union done every month to continue to share information about your team. At the end of the day, if we don't tell people where they can go in our organization, right, they are not going to put it together themselves. That's way too tall of an ask. That's above expectations of anybody else. We need to be in control of that, and we need to be telling our team, this is where you can go in our company, and oh, by the way, we're going to help get you there. So that's exciting for team members. That's exciting for a company. I hope this week at the Grow Show, we've helped you with your career paths. As always, if you have questions you want answered on the Grow Show, send us an email, grow@growgroupinc.com, and we'll record an episode on that. This is Vince Torchia signing off for The Grow Show. Have a great week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.